shifter's form, with the silvery wind losing all of its warmth, as the fog waxes to its bones, flesh, skin, cloth, and slides from fair to dark, fine to goth, hairs that unfurl and braid straits and plaits, and the lights that were eyes go from blue down to brown, as its mouth always forms as a smirk, ne'er a frown. Is it a man? Woman? Neither? Who knows? Always changes. You'll find the answer when its feet thud towards yours, and you'll see a midlife man with his hair and eyes grayed, or a child as yourself, whose stance is still staid, or a venerable maid, face lined with old laughs, or even a girl, with a mop and tongue bold as brass. But they'll smile, take your hand, have you sit by the fire, and resume their own previous position, in the comfiest armchair, with fire bouncing off of kind eyes. They'll clear their throat, not once, not thrice, twice, and pose a simple inquisition. It's just the shapeshifter, gazing, asking if you'd like a story from the lexical magician. Here's what you'll do. Nod, cross your legs, cup your face in both hands, because when they open their mouth, the words start to dance into far-off lands, objects, people you never knew and people who will never know you, that seem realer than me as I look at you now, as the shapeshifter spins this new tale for your eyes of action, adventure, horror, delights, Arabian princes on Arabian nights, a tale of a monster that lurks in the snow, or a beautiful selkie living 12 yards below. Story for laughter, stories for tears, drama's revolution that to write would take years, a deep, thrilling history, a touching romance. It all shimmers before you as the hours trickle away. You'll hang on to their words, grasp onto the trance, even as the shapeshifter slows and the denouement closes, as it slips away like silk bolt from your hands. But that's quite all right, the shapeshifter says with a smile. Sometimes the best things are over too soon, so they'll take you to the door, taking you by the hand, and lead your way out of this new wonderland. But you'll leave nonetheless as you look to the moon, glance back at the creature, claim you'll be back soon. Then step out the door, turn your back. There's nothing more to be said. Then stand perfectly still. Hear a slight quake, a minute quake that lies just in your state. Turn around, let the night wind cast a chill, as the shapeshifter, dormant, lets his dozy, cozy den once more become a hell. So, if you ever want for an adventure, an entertaining, brand new venture, as a half moon shines above you and fireflies flit besides, and there's nothing else but rustling grass upon the moor, if you wish to take a passage down to where the coppice blends with fen's barren floor, you may find a hill, yes, a small hill, inset with a smaller door. There's a shapeshifter, awaiting, with a brand new form and tail forevermore.
Beautifully done. That, you really delivered that dramatically, and it was really fun.
What?
Are you an actor? Do you?
I am. I do quite a bit of theater.
It shows, and, in a good way. You Yay. Sound great. So that was Maddie, and now we have Emma. With something that she brought. What did you bring?
I brought two poems that I wrote. I think I'm going to read the untitled one first.
Okay.
It's a angry poem, which is one that I wrote when I was angry. So, yeah.
Let's know.
As long as you didn't write it within the last half hour, I feel okay.
It's hard to dance with the devil on your back, but you can't reach the halo, in which there are voices in my head, and mine has ceased to be the loudest. You're either a coward or a fool, and people say that they miss you. There was never any love, because now you don't get hugs or talks. Dragon, a prime example of how to get slapped in the face, when you feel your body moving, but you're not guilty of being in control. You'll reach your halo or your horns at the funeral nobody attended.
Hmm. How long ago did you write that?
A few weeks.
It's beautiful. And what's the other that you brought?
The other one is called The Paths of a Summer Night, and I wrote it when I was in seventh grade. So, can't say if it's still good, but yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. There are many people, many footprints. The footsteps by the riverbank that belonged to someone many years ago. A child who can't claim them anymore. I mean, a, a person who can't claim them anymore. Like a child who hears the wind and embarks on a quest to catch it. This is where my footprints come from. My footprints, the footprints of someone with dreams and visions. My feet lead me to my now, an old comfy couch that has seen all. Richard's music in my ears, a cherry on top of old summer nights, where feet would wander next door until others came out to play. Getting lost with only delicate piano music that flowed out an open window, matched by rough shots from our water guns. That's where my footprints come from.
Well done. Thank you to all three of you. What a terrific segment that was. I'd like you to come back
sometime.
I'm sure we'd love to. Maybe later in the summer or early in the school year. You just heard from Emma, and before Emma, you heard Maddie, and before Maddie, you heard Nora. And let me quickly turn to Vivian and Andrea just to ask you, how can girls get involved with this wonderful program?
Hi, it's Vivian. Girls can, or their parents or caregivers, can check out girlswritepittsburgh.com and fill out an application. You can come to Brookline on Wednesdays at 6, or you can come to Garfield on Tuesdays at 7. We meet each week for a workshop for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very easy and something that you've got the capacity to take some more girls. Or what's the age range?
13 to 18.
Easy to qualify. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to the folks from Girls Write Pittsburgh. And let me caution you that information you heard at the end, that was a pre-recorded feature rebroadcast from July 29th, 2017. And while girls, oh, I'm sorry, let me give you the exact date, June 24th, 2017. And while Girls Write Pittsburgh is still active, check with them rather than relying on those hours. A lot's changed, hasn't it, between June 24th, 2017 and now. One thing hasn't changed. We're broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where Apple Asia is waiting in the wings, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, RadioPhoenix.org, and on your audio device of choice through your internet radio service of choice, including slbradio.org/radio.
I never thought that I would ever feel this way. Circles round the day. Each day would seem to hold a promise bathed in light. And when the evening brings its shadows home, you sleep with. I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lesson. So fast I cannot match the pace. Your spirit flowing deep within you leaves a smile. Your tiny footsteps in the hall can sound like cracks of thunder in the rain. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign. Simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. You bring a gift of life to us that feels so grand.
Just like love, there I fell in. I fell into Little Creek, and seeds from the pies stuck to my skin. Oh, the needles from the pines, they kissed me. falls into the creek we're in, and it splashes you right on your nose, and I taste its water on my chin. Then like that creek you kissed me,
Alexis Thompson, who plays under the name Old Whitetail, O-L apostrophe Whitetail, and her song Little Creek, and we've enjoyed featuring her forthcoming release this morning. It comes out February 16th, this coming Wednesday, at Club Cafe, and coincidentally, playing along with her that night will be the group Apple Asia. And they're here. They're going to join us next. You also heard Jorma Kaukonen with Simpler Than I Thought. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Saturday Light Brigade. Have you heard Apple is Shopify? I hope you have, because if you have, it means you're a regular listener, a member of our family that's been here listening to SLB for a while. If not, you're in for a real treat. You're going to get to hear this trio blend Appalachian and Asian traditions along with their own songwriting and improvisation. We'll talk with Mimi and Sue and Jeff in between the music that they share with you, but let's get right to it. Here is Apple Asia. Thank you.
That's Apple Asia, and just rhythmic and melodic enough to help you feel relaxed and comfortable, and just inventive and improvisational enough to help you feel connected and enlivened as you listen to Sue Powers, Jeff Berman, and Mimi Zhang. Let's meet each of you. Mimi, we'll start with you holding the erhu, which has become an old friend to me the more I get to know it. A beautiful instrument. In the beginning, it sounded like a flute as you were playing it, and then it began to sound like a violin. The erhu has lots of voices, doesn't it?
Yeah, and some people say it sounds like a woman's voice. This instrument is my first instrument that I had a teacher to teach me. I was 10 years old. My father played this instrument. He came from China to Indonesia, and he brought an erhu with him, and I have heard him play ever since before I was born. And when I was 10 years old, he asked if I wanted to learn, and he found a teacher for me. He bought me an instrument. That was the start. But after only a year, all my friends were playing the violin and the piano, and I said to my dad, I don't want to play this old people instrument. he didn't say a word. He got me. I say, I want to play the violin just like my friends. So he bought me a smaller, you know, 3/4 size violin and found me a teacher. And I have been playing the violin since then until I finished high school. Then I left home without any instrument. I went to school in Germany to study architecture, and my German friends and family wanted to hear the erhu, and there was no Chinese there in the 70s. And then I wrote to my father. I said, well, I want to play the erhu again. And my second erhu came very fast. That was it.
You came to your senses finally after all those years.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful sounding instrument. And Sue's playing a clawhammer banjo on a 5-string, and it's nice to have you here. When did you discover the banjo?
Around 15 or 16, and I'm already playing guitar and piano. And, you know, my family had Appalachian music in their background. My grandfather was a fiddler and played for square dances, and he had had a band where his brother played banjo. So I knew about it, but I, you know, they had passed away, and I didn't get to actually hear them play. So my father would describe their band and their music, and I think trying to connect with those ancestors, you know, I found a banjo, and I just liked the sound of it so much. It was earthy and raw and bluesy, and it just as a tool to create music, it just, you know, interested me aesthetically.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's kind of what drew me to it, besides the family background in it, wanting to know that, connect with them. The instrument somehow makes a bridge to a real person for me.
Yeah, it's a very grounded instrument, generally speaking. And, you know, if you follow Sue on Facebook, you get to see these beautiful nature pictures. she takes at least one a day, I think. They always make me smile.
It's a journal.
Yeah, and they also are pictures that help you feel connected. So Sue's able to do that. I may have told you this story. My dad's dad, who I knew, but I didn't know the side of him. One day after he passed, I was looking through a bunch of records that he had, and I found all these old Spade Cooley records and square dance records, and that's a side of him I never would have dreamed of, and I wish I could have learned more about that. He may have had them because they were popular. But I get the feeling he might have done something in that area. I'll probably never be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
And Jeff is here on a dulcimer. Yes, he's still playing dulcimer. I'm blocked. I can't see his instrument. But Jeff, multi-instrumentalist, percussionist, and the dulcimer really fits. How have you been? I know you guys are getting a little busier again individually and collectively, which is great to see.
Yeah, more and more things are starting to happen. And, you know, for us as a group, you know, throughout the pandemic, we did have the opportunity to do a couple of performances online. I think we did two different things with the City of Asylum that were, you know, broadcast and are still streamed. And so actually this gig we have on this coming Wednesday on the 16th, maybe the first time we've played in Pittsburgh in front of a live and present audience. So that's actually going to be a lot of fun.
It sure is. And we played Old Whitetail just a few minutes ago. And if you've been listening all morning, you've heard her. So a combination of the kind of music you just heard, followed by just a clear-voiced singer-songwriter who's written some really intelligent songs. That's going to be a great evening of music. Ricky and I hope to make it.
You better be there. A rare
night out. we hope to make it. What's the song you just played?
What we just played was a tune of Mimi's called Four Hills, and that's on our last recording, Cargo. Mimi, you want to talk a little bit about that too?
Yeah, it come from me. Why? Because I was traveling in Turkey, and that I was just inspired by the local culture. So that has nothing to do with Chinese music. It was three different sections, three different plays. So the first was arriving at a friend's vacation home not far from Bodrum, a little village above the Mediterranean Sea, at the sea, but higher up. That was the first. It came to me, so I had to quickly write it down. And then the second was in the mountain, traveling with a few people. That you can hear the mountain up and down in the melody. And I was riding. I was riding a motorcycle by myself around Cappadocia. So it kept coming back. This tune kept coming back to me, and I didn't write it down right away. And then it was gone. And fortunately, it was back again. So that was it. And the third one was when I was walking on Taksim Square in Istanbul. It was like the last day I was about to leave. So it was like, goodbye, farewell. And in between, we have some improvisation. Jeff and I did a little section, and yeah. Sue was just keep the rhythm going.
Sue's the glue.
The glue.
Yeah.
That song, that... The journey that song represents is terrific, that the movements represent. Mm-hmm. I want to be sure we have music. We always joke we could talk for a long time. What would you like to play next?
The next piece we're going to do is a tune of mine. It's called Mow the Field. And maybe we'll play it and then we'll talk a little bit afterwards, because we were given an opportunity by the Smithsonian Institution to write music for, or at least compile music for, a silent film, for part of a film series they were doing. But let's play the tune first, and then we'll talk about this.
Great. And as they play, I'm going to grab a few pictures, if that's okay. I'll post them so you can see the instruments and the players. I'll put them up on Facebook so you can take a look. They'll just be stills. So you can still listen to the radio or the internet and hear the music clearly.
Excellent. ¶¶
Asia, there's a song that sounds old and new all at the same time, incredibly. So Jeff, that was written for the Smithsonian to accompany a silent film in their possession?
It was actually written before we got this invitation. They were doing a film series of Asian films, of silent Asian films. And they asked us to... we weren't actually commissioned to write music, but we were asked to provide music for a D.W. Griffith film called Broken Blossom. It's actually wasn't an Asian film festival, but all the films had kind of an Asian component or reference to them.
And that happens a lot, doesn't it, that people want to license existing music for use.
Yeah, well, and you see that a lot with silent films. You know, when we were asked to do this, I did a little research, and there had already been several musical versions of this film, and I had my issues with all of them. So in putting stuff together, we were working on a lot of new music for our repertoire and for hopefully for a new record. And so we used a combination of things that we were working on, some older tunes, some traditional Chinese pieces that we used for inspiration that were already in our repertoire. And it just turned out to be a really wonderful experience. It was very difficult because the film is quite horrible in its depiction of racism and sexism and misogyny, and it's so apropos for our time
and for D.W. Griffith generally.
Yeah,
speaking.
And it's interesting because this film was supposed to be his way of making up for his film prior to this, what that was considered even more so in that regard. So I mean, basically, he was. You have to take it stylistically for its time and the mode of expression and the language that people used to express things back then, not to make it any more acceptable, but it was, you know, a way of expressing things that we would find distasteful now. So historically, it's interesting to look back on it and see that was how people dealt with expressing things.
It's an important artifact to learn from and to understand. And if your music helps people discover that artifact, that's
right.
A good thing.
And it just seemed frighteningly apropos of our time, especially we did the performance of it at the end of 2019, which was just before COVID, like a month before COVID in December.
Right.
And so think of what we'd been living through for the last few years in this country, politically, socially, whatever. The film really just resonated a little too close to that. So anyway, we had a great time coming up with this and performing it. It's a long film. We had to perform it straight through.
Wow.
And it was really wonderful.
And we also added a lot of percussion instruments.
Yeah, it gave us a chance to really, all three of us had a percussion setup that we used to color some of the film, so we were able to do something that I love to do in performance, which is incorporate sound that's not necessarily musical notes, but that conveys a really strong emotional sense.
So much as in the tradition of providing music to silent films, you did this in real time while the film was projected. I gather, did they record it for reuse with the film, or was this a one-time-only screening?
It really was a one-off. We got them to record it for us, but it was not a stellar quality recording, shall we say. But what we've been talking with City of Asylum about reliving that here in Pittsburgh, and actually we had a date to do it in June of 2020, or was it 21?
21.
And it just got shut down by COVID again. So it's in the works. I'd like to think that it's going to happen again, and you should all come out and see it, because it's a wild film. It's very emotional. Lillian Gish plays the featured person in the film, and it's pretty deep.
Sounds interesting, and it's called Lotus Blossom?
Broken Blossom.
Broken Blossom. Half right, not bad. Appalachia is who you're hearing, and they are going to be playing at a Club Cafe this coming Wednesday, February 16th, along with Old Whitetail, who has her CD release party that evening. Should be a great chance to safely see them. I know there are vaccination requirements there.
Yes, you got to show your proof of vaccination if you want to get in the door.
Yes, safe way to go. We're going to, I did put some pictures up. If you were interested, go to our Facebook page and you'll be able to see Mimi and Sue and Jeff. What are you fixing to do next?
This next song is new for us. It's called Broken Teapot. And this is also a composition of Jeff's. And you're looking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking because I recognized the name, and I'm wondering if you did this at our solar concert series.
Oh, we probably did.
Okay,
yeah,
because it's interesting. The name, and I'm sorry for the quizzical expression. The name really resonated with me, and I remembered that name, and I was trying to think of, did I anticipate that, or
it's
did
kind
I,
of a things fall apart theme.
Yeah.
We have going.
Nothing to do with Ai Weiwei.
Or does it?
Does it?
Well, we'll play the tune and we'll talk about what the impetus for this film, for this piece was film.
It's like a little film.
Because it's got a story, too. They everything's got stories. A story. And you could see that we love to talk about this stuff, so
me
let's
too.
Play.
Here's Appalachia.
Okay, Mimi plays the part of steam in this tune. Thank you.
And teapot, and Mimi was the part of the steam coming out of the kettle. And you said there's a little bit more of a story behind that song.
A friend of mine who recently passed away, Terry Rorison, was a potter, and he was making, among other things, he was making a trying to make a series of documentary films about potters from around the country. And he started making these films. And he asked me to write some music for one that he was doing about a guy named Bill Eberle, who lives here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he was just showing me some slides of a bunch of his work so I could kind of get in the mood. And he had a piece called Stupid Teapot, which I thought was so charming. It was just such a beautiful piece. Eberle's work was very interesting. And so the germ of this piece started around there, and it had evolved. And just the image of a broken teapot, not so much like the pot to boil the water in, but the ceramic teapot,
mm-hmm.
and just imagining it being chipped and like steam coming out of the sides and water like dripping on the table and stuff. It was like,
I wonder if he was frustrated getting the teapot to come out the way he liked, and he kept saying stupid teapot, you know, or stupid teapot, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I had met him so I could have, you know, gotten a different kind of sense of his work. But
Melanie Sandrock writes to you, does that name ring a bell?
No.
From Dulcimer U at Lake Janaluska. Hello, Jeff. We recently enjoyed Dulcimer U at Lake Janaluska with you. So good to hear you and your friends making this beautiful music together. Mm. And that's from Melanie.
Cool.
Writing. So she says hello. You can drop us a note too if you'd like to. SLB at slbradio.org. Or you can text us at 412-200-5975. We have about 8 minutes of radio time left, which for Apple Asia means one or two songs, depending on how they choose. I do want to encourage you to consider, I want to make you aware that they're performing February 16th, this coming Wednesday, at Club Cafe, opening for Ol' Whitetail. Show starts at 8 o'clock, I believe. I should say that.
8 o'clock.
Thank you. I should say that with more
authority.
Yes, with more authority.
It's your show. You could be as authoritarian as
That's about as far as it goes. It should be a very nice show.
Well, I think we're going to try to squeeze in two more tunes. The next tune is called Broken Ankle. Jeff wrote this as well, and he's playing a baritone dulcimer, so it's a lower sounding, you know.
Very nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier, and I was hoping we can talk just a smidgen about it.
And hopefully we can do the Peanut Song, which is a folk song from Indonesia that we've recently discovered. And
near my hometown.
Yeah, and yes. We thought we have to do this song.
Yeah, it's around at Lake Toba, the largest.
Does Indonesia follow the Lunar New Year?
The Indonesia is so diverse. The Chinese population, yes. Does. But the majority of the Indonesian people, no.
It's curious because I know it's Year of the Tiger. I've had a lot of friends celebrating. Broken ankle. We're ready. Broken Ankle from Apple Asia. I'm going to quickly thank our other guests today, historian Jaquay Edward Carter, representing the Glen Hazel World War II housing presentation that he'll do with Doors Open Pittsburgh on February 14th. Drummer Tom Wendt talking about his Pittsburgh jazz series called The Vinyl Report. Princess Jafar. From the Princess's Riot Show at New Hazlett Theater. and our youth guests from Center for Young Musicians and Girls Write Pittsburgh. Appalachia has albums. Look at their website to consider purchasing them. Look forward to them Wednesday night as well. Our thanks to Jeff Berman, Sue Powers, and Mimi Jong for being with us today. What are we going to... Oh, this is Peanut Song from Indonesia.
Yeah, it's actually got lyrics, and which we're not going to sing. But the essence of this of the piece is basically what goes up comes down. If you sow love, you get back love. And there's some reference to Peanuts that we're still trying to translate.
More relatable than karma. So,
yeah, right.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Chad Green, thanks for a good mix, too.
Yes.
From approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It is 12 o'clock, and this is Betty Wright.
Making it easy for the clean.
the late, great Betty Wright there with Clean Up Woman. And a train going past just as I turn on the microphone. As usual, what more can you expect from Radio 9? Give the people what they want, and they'll keep coming back for more. That's what I say. It is I, your Deacon of Two Walk, yourself a swig. Your come loudly graduate of the Chadwick Institute of Group 4 College, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until that 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line open, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Chance of rain showers this afternoon, maybe mixed with snow, otherwise cloudy skies, the high near 37, snow showers overnight. Right now, outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 36 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about
Music.
15 minutes or so. Here's Bobby Freeman. Do you want to dance? I do. That's why I come down here every Saturday afternoon.